Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. You finished the work. It's been a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You still haven't been paid. You're wondering what's going on. It's very, very annoying. So in today's podcast, we're going to speak about setting up automations, how to get paid quicker, and then follow-up sequences as well. 7 years ago, when I didn't have much of an idea about how the whole flow of business worked, I presumed you just placed your bank details and BSB in a very small font at the end of your invoice, and presume that they would do the right thing and pay on the day of or very close to. I soon realized that wasn't the case. People missed it. They opened the email. They were busy. Everybody's busy these days. There's so many distractions. That's what happens a lot of the time is people open the email, they'll be busy and they'll say, I'll get back to that this afternoon. Now, if you don't have automation set up or different ways of taking payment on site or getting paid quicker, this is why your cash flow is going to be woeful. In my business, we get paid on the spot, if not the day of, and I would say 2 to 3 days is pushing it. We do allow existing clients to pay via BSB or card. We've got trust in them because we've worked for them before and they've paid. Now, we're bringing in policy that with new clients, we're taking card payment on site. With technology, in this podcast, I'm going to be very biased again towards ServiceMate. In the show notes, that there's a link that you can get 30% off for 6 months below to check it out. But with ServiceMate, it is so good for service business. So we don't even need an FPOS machine. With the technology built into the newer iPhones, I think the iPhone I carry is a 13, they can tap their phone on top of my iPhone, or else they can tap their card on top of the iPhone and that can take payments. There's no longer need for clunky FPOS machines or to be paying subscriptions to that. You can do it all through ServiceMate. ServiceMate is integrated with Stripe. So Stripe is the company that's taking the payments. They're a third party. They take a little fee. However, with recent updates on ServiceMate, you can pass that payment onto the client and you don't have to wear that. You can even set thresholds. So say, for instance, if you were like, okay, I'll cop it up to $1,000 and then anything after $1,000, you can pass the fee to the client. I like to build that into the pricing because it makes them feel like they've got a little bit of a win that they didn't have to pay the fee for doing the job. It's up to you what you want to do, but you can pass that entire amount over to the client and then they can either choose to transfer, pay ID, or pay with card. But the thing to note here is because you are putting the fee onto them, it may slow down your payment process and it may well be worth copping that 1.9% that you get paid there and then, because you may chase them for a week or two trying to get that payment and it's not worth that $19 per thousand. So it's entirely up to you, but there are ways around it. Let's start from the very beginning of setting expectations of when you're going to get paid. When we send out a quotation on the email that contains the PDF of the quote, we've also got a little blurb paragraph about payment conditions, and it states that payment is expected on the day of via card or bank transfer. So that's number one. Now, when they get a booking reminder the day before we go to the job, it's also included in that. So it says exact same thing again, that payment is expected on the day of. Then when we're sending the SMS tracker, when we're on the way to the job via ServiceMate, it's also inclusive in that. It just says again, payment conditions, 2 or 3 sentences, expecting the payment the day of. That's 3 touch points that we've given them. So they should be expecting to pay on the day of. So that's the groundwork's done. We're expecting to get paid. We've told them 3 times. So when we finish the job, it's no surprise when we ask for payment or request payment. On a side note, how we quote every job is per item or per task. So to install a PowerPoint is going to be X amount. To replace a light switch is going to be X amount. Everything has a set price. So it's very easy for us to do up a quote and send it off rapidly. If you're doing time and materials and markup and all of that, such an old school method, I would try and get out of that because it'll boost your profit something crazy once you start implementing quoting this way. We just see it as, it's just you get penalized for being a good tradie. If you're really good and efficient at what you do, you'll actually get penalized for your hourly rate because you'd be working quite quickly and efficiently. Where you're slow, it's fantastic. If you're a really bad tradie and you're inefficient, it's better because you're earning more money. But technically you're not, because your time is being wasted sitting on an hourly rate. Whereas the way we quote it is, when you get it done efficiently, you're winning. Your hourly rate may double because you're getting it done so quickly. So we quote everything like that. We do a lot of the same work, a lot of similar work. So in that case, like, we've got it down to a T of how to set everything up, how to execute everything, how to pack up, get paid, and get on to the next one. So we would advise to have a look at your quoting method and change to a price per item system rather than doing hourly rate. Hourly rate and materials, it's fantastic in a sense that you don't have to quote anything. You can just rock up and do it. However, if you're quoting beforehand, before you get there, it eradicates the client standing over you, watching you. And if you've got to take a phone call, you need a part from the suppliers, they're not going to be wondering. It's like, if we come efficiently with the stuff, but if we do need something, we've allowed so much time on that job that we can nip off, get it, come back. They're not going to pay anything extra. Okay, so now let's say the job is done and now we want to get payment. So we have offered for them to pay via card and they don't want to pay a card. They want to do BSB. That's fine. You send them the invoice. They've got the invoice immediately to their inbox and SMS if you want to do it that way. You head off into the night and expect to get paid, but you don't. What you can set up with Xero, that should be your bookkeeping, profit and loss checker, and accounting software. You can set it up on that. I'm not too sure how many you can make. You can definitely set about 3. So you can set them out that they're getting a trigger after 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, whatever you want to set it at. You can do the same thing in ServiceMate. You can set up reminders and windows that they'll get a friendly little reminder and a shove to say, hey, the invoice hasn't been paid. If you can please pay it at your earliest convenience, etc. Here's the link, or else there's the BSB. On the link on ServiceMate, they can literally click that, pay via credit card, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and get you paid rapidly. So we like to do that. As a last-ditch attempt, we monitor it and we can check on ServiceMate if who's paid and who hasn't paid. And we can, if they're pushing the boundaries and it's gone over the 2-3 reminders, we can then ping them an SMS, just giving the invoice again. And there's a link in the invoice as well that they can click that link, pay again with Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit card, whatever. Everybody, I don't even carry a wallet these days. All my cards are on the phone and it's just such a convenience to pay. It just removes all the friction. So that's the last ditch attempt. But if you're not putting these into place of the little reminders, that's what's going to slow down your payment. And it's not, some people are not taking the piss, or they're not actually just delaying payment. People forget, if you've only got one email that gets sent out with your invoice and that's all you have, that's probably a key reason why you're not getting paid. People genuinely forget. So you just need to tidy up that, add some automations. As I said, everybody should have Xero as a minimum. I don't advise using that for your job management system. That should be a separate system just for your accounting. But if that's all you're rocking at the moment, you can set up reminders in that. They don't want it to be aggressive, just friendly little nudges, just saying like, hey, I noticed this hasn't been paid. Here's the link, here's the invoice attached. And lastly, something I went down a rabbit hole yesterday, just doing a little bit of research, was you can also set up PayID. You can set up PayID for your business. You can either use an email or use a mobile number. I've set it up as the company email. So with PayID as well, instead of them having to enter your BSB account number, they can cut and paste your email into PayID on their phone and get you paid rapidly. That way they don't have to pay any fee. And it's just, again, it speeds up the process of getting paid. And that's the end goal with this, is to get you paid quicker. So with that, have a look at your payment process. How can you flick on a few automations that are probably underneath your nose, but you just haven't turned them on? Add little blurbs to your quote, set the groundwork that they know they're going to be paying on the day, and just make your payment process frictionless. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email. I'll speak to you soon.